Good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I was just given a rude awakening. I heard the requisite hedge trimmer slash edger slash lawnmower slash gardening guy outside right on time, 10 a.m. It's 10:01. Let's see, what's today? Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2024. And as soon as I heard him out there, I was like, oh no. I'm going to go close all my windows and turn on the AC, which I did. And as soon as I went over to my front window, excuse me, as soon as I went over to my front window to close it, I got a huge whiff of grass. I inhaled it up my nostrils, down my throat, and I started sneezing immediately. So I thought those allergies were somewhat over, but I guess not. So here we are. We have landed. So if I sound at all snivelly, you'll know why. So how the heck is everyone? We're back here again, another Monday. Wow. All right. So if you would like to truly join in the show, join the conversation, offer your thoughts and reflect on what I happen to be saying, you can do that by joining the Facebook chat. So go to your device, your computer, excuse me, and you can enter 12radio.com, and up will pop a page with some options on the left side that says chat. Well, one of the options is chat. So hit chat. That's what I'm doing right now. And that will take you into our 12radio Facebook group, where if you have never been here before and you want to join the group, just send a request over to the administrator and they will let you in. And if you've already been invited, or if you've already been accepted in, then just scroll down the page and you'll see my banner, which says Lori the Love Sherpa, and has a nice little picture there. And you can see a place where you can comment, ask questions, give feedback, pretty much anything. You can say whatever you want there. Oh my goodness. I was just talking about this yesterday with someone I know. I'm a multifaceted human. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. Trained at University of Santa Monica. I delve into the masculine feminine energies. I talk about spirituality a lot. It's really fun for me. And hopefully it's fun for you too. Otherwise you wouldn't be here, right? But yeah, I'm all over the place. I have been informed on many different topics and educationally as well as in life. So I am here for it. Whatever you feel like talking about, that is totally cool with me. So feel free to ask questions. I like questions. Questions are good. So right now in the Facebook chat, I see Edward. Hey, Edward. He says, blessed is a morning whose air is laced with your love and wisdom. Aw, that is so sweet. I really appreciate that, Edward. Thank you. You're such a poet. And Renee, I'm so appreciative of your presence. You're always here for me, and I really love that. Thank you for being here. And Joni. Hey, Joni. I was thinking about you this morning, actually. She says, hello to you, Lori. Nice to be here listening. I'm always up for a card pull from you. New things on the horizon. I'm excited for them to manifest. Let me see if I can do that for you then, Joni. Okay, so before we do the cards, I will definitely do it if I have time after I talk a little bit, which I'm pretty sure I will. So I'm noticing, excuse me, one second while I clear my throat. Okay. I am noticing lately, more than ever, and I'm sure many of you are as well, but what I'm really noticing, and of course what I study, is this great mass awakening that we are all going through and have been for some time now. I know a lot of people are really deeply enmeshed in their ascension, in their awakening. Some people are reporting, everyone's reporting different things, but a lot of people are reporting having these really intense, eye-opening experiences. And sometimes they're from, like a knowing or an awareness that just comes to you from spirit, from within, from your own higher power. Sometimes it's something that happens to you and causes you to shift and look at things a different way. And these are all things that I've noticed and also that have people have been telling me about very recently. I know some people are having dark nights of the soul. Those can be really rough. Once you get through them on the other side, though, there are a lot of gifts and opportunities, and you will see that things do shift if you allow them to. The energy does open up, and you'll probably be very surprised what you find on the other side of that. And just in general, like, not in general, specifically, a lot of people are telling me that they're experiencing things, and I'm like, oh, you're having an awakening. Guess what? Let me be the first to tell you. Because a lot of people have never experienced anything like an awakening before. And when I say an awakening, I mean an experience that's so profound in some way that you simply cannot ignore it and it changes you. And you are transformed by it, like quite literally. Maybe not so much physically, but maybe physically. I will share that since, well, mine's really been my whole life, but a major, and we can go through different points at our awakening where really intense things come up at a certain point to show us something new, to shift us into a different timeline, into a different energy, and to raise our vibration, to raise our consciousness, which is what this whole awakening thing is all about. Okay. Trying to recall the thought that I was just on, but of course I am all over the place as usual. Give me one second. This is going to make sense, I hope. Okay. So yeah, so layers, things happening at different times, you learning different things at different moments, and just being aware of situations where you start to feel like, wow, this is something I've never experienced, and I feel like it's really important. So my own awakening started significantly back in one piece of it. One piece of it started in 2018 that was very, very significant. Before that, yes, definitely I've had many moments of awakening. Like I said, my whole life has been an awakening, really. And I can definitely point out different points in time when I've had these awarenesses and these profound happenings that have changed me and have propelled me forward in my consciousness level. When I started with Mama Gina, when I started pole dancing, I mean, different awarenesses would come to me about myself, like, wow, I never knew this about me. I never knew this, I was capable of this. I never knew I could feel this way. Just different things. But then in 2018, of course, when I had my one of the biggest awakenings was when I started feeling spirit in my body, like quite literally. I'm not just saying the word. Like, I mean, quite literally, I would feel an energy in my body that I had never felt before. And it felt like I was high. And I hadn't done any drugs. So that was pretty profound. And so everyone, I'm noticing it's speeding up, this ascension and the awakening of many of the souls on Earth who are star seeds, light workers, light beings who are here, who have an important mission, and a very important purpose. Not that we all don't, but some of us have a specific spiritual mission and purpose. I'm noticing that those people are waking up faster and faster, and a lot of them are happening now, like right now. Excuse me, one second. So sorry, guys. My throat is really kind of wrecked after having that allergy attack. But I will soldier on. So the other day, well, yesterday actually, I had a really beautiful experience with someone who I consider a friend. I don't talk to a lot, but we've known each other for a few years, and she's absolutely lovely. I've always admired her. She's a professional woman, and she, out of the blue, texted me and asked if we could have a phone call. And of course, I said yes. And so we spoke yesterday, and I'm just checking something. Okay. Let me take a drink of water, you guys, because my throat is messed up. Excuse me, one sec. Okay, I'm here. All righty. I apologize for my throat. I can't do that much about it right now. So I spoke with her. We ended up speaking for an hour and a half. And it was clear to me that she has been on the spiritual journey for a while. And she's actually a therapist. So she is no slouch. She knows her stuff. And she's been, counseling people for quite a while. She's got a couple of degrees. So this is a very, very lovely and learned woman. Not that I'm trying to denigrate anybody who doesn't have degrees. Obviously, I'm not. Just painting a picture of someone who, some people, things we see on the outside don't always correlate with what's going on inside someone. Outside, she appears very well put together, and she is. I'm not saying she's not. But there are always things that we each wonder about and that we feel insecure about, right? And that's totally okay because we're human. Everybody knows something and everybody doesn't know something else. And that's why we're all here, so we can fill in the blanks for it's like, excuse me, something I know, I can fill in the blanks for you. And something you can fill in the blanks for me, where I might not know about that, right? So we had this conversation about intimacy and sexuality, which is also one of my areas of expertise. And I feel comfortable sharing this because obviously no one knows who she is, and it's totally anonymous, so I'm not giving away any of her secrets. So it was just an extremely thrilling conversation for me because we got so in depth about the fact that she is waking up to this new side of herself. She's had a partner for quite some time and loves him very much. They've gone through their ups and downs, and she feels like he has so much more intimate experience than she does, and she wants to be better. And she doesn't know how to do this because her upbringing was not such that she could be very open about her sexuality. And so she has kind of been left to fend for herself because, as she puts it, there's no one out there who really teaches what she wants to learn. And I said to her, "You've come to the right place." Because everything, she asked me many questions, which I was totally open to, about pretty graphic, intimate stuff. And which does not make me uncomfortable in the least. I am probably one of the most open-minded and open people about talking about sex and intimacy that you will ever find. And I have thought about taking my knowledge out to the world. Right now, I do work in that capacity with some people, and I'd like to really take it out in the world to other people in a different capacity. And I'm thinking more about women. Because she suggested, she didn't suggest, she said, "Why aren't you teaching women about this?" She literally said that. And I said, "Why aren't I? That's a very good question." Because I have thought about this for a very long time. And I kind of put it on the back burner, in teaching women about intimacy and sexuality. And the way that I work now, I work in many different areas. So when somebody asks me what I do, it's kind of hard to nail it down because I do so many things, and I weave them into my sessions depending on what the person needs or wants. And sometimes that can be more intimate, and sometimes it can be very philosophical, very spiritual. And of course, all these things go together, right? You really can't have a good intimate relationship with someone, and there are many types of intimacy, FYI, but you really can't have a good intimate relationship with someone without bringing some sort of connectedness and spirituality into it. I mean, I'm sure there are atheists who who love their partners. That's not what I'm saying. But I know for a fact that there is a huge piece missing there, and those who have no spiritual belief will never, well, I don't want to say never, but they don't understand this because they don't believe. However, being spiritual beings, I cannot ignore the fact that even someone who is an atheist or agnostic, at least they're open to it, but someone who's an atheist, I can't believe that they don't feel somewhere deep down that there is more to them than what they see. I can't fathom that because it's who we are. We are spirit. The larger part of us is spirit. So for me, when I think about intimacy, I know spirituality goes hand in hand with it. Otherwise, there's really, how can you connect? The connected piece is our spirit. That's the piece that connects all of us. And so, knowing that we are already connected to everyone and every other living thing, there's a connection there. All we have to do is nurture it, acknowledge it, and realize that one goes hand in hand with the other, intimacy, spirituality. They're not separate. Oh, there's a moth flying around my house. Well, that's a sign. But I don't know that I want a moth in my house. Oh, well, he's going to go fly and do his thing. I'll worry about him later. Interesting little sign, just a tiny, tiny little. I don't even know. Maybe it's a baby butterfly. How did it get in the house? That's so strange. No, I definitely think it was a moth, but it was very cute. And I will take that as a sign. Darn it. So, anyway, in this conversation, she said, why? She asked me, why am I not talking about this? Why am I not talking to like large groups of women about these things? Because she did ask me some really explicit questions. She was asking me about myself, my work, my life, my training, how I came to be here. And then she shared some very intimate things about herself and what she was very much in need of. And I have to believe that, and I know that if she was asking me these things, there are other women who are wondering these same things. These, you know, even as simple as like how to please your partner in bed. I mean, it's a simple question, but maybe not such a simple answer. If you really don't know, right? We're not born knowing these things, we learn them. So part of my area of interest my whole life was and is sexuality. I used to, when I was like a teenager, I used to read books on like sounds really weird as a teenager, but I did. I wanted to know how to be good in bed. I just did. So not everyone has that interest, but I did. I always have. I wanted to learn. I wanted to know. And I guess that's just part of the way I am as a human. These were the things that were important to me, and being a good lover was a really important thing to me. I hope that if there are little ears listening to the show right now, you can like cover them. Hopefully they're not too little. Maybe they can handle this if they're PG-13. This is definitely a PG-13 conversation, possibly even an R conversation. I don't know what the rating system is right these days, but anyhow, you listen at your own risk right now, because I'm not going to get super graphic, obviously, but I will be sharing some things I don't ordinarily share. So I just thought that this was something, since this was something I had been considering for a very long time. Speaking to women and educating them on sexuality and intimacy. And here I have another person, one of many who has suggested this to me, suggesting that I should be talking about it more to large groups of women, and frankly, men too, because I mean, I'm not a man, so I approach things with men differently than I do with women. But it's important for everybody to know. Not just how to please your partner or be a good lover, but how to really love yourself, because that's where it stems from. So where it stems from is knowing how to feel into your own body, knowing what you like, knowing what feels good to you, knowing how to feel every little sensation, knowing how to focus on your pleasure. Knowing how to touch someone, not just for their pleasure, but for yours. Because once you focus on what feels good to you, that's probably going to feel good to the other person too. So in any case, it was an excellent conversation. I am looking forward to hopefully doing more of that type of work. And she also suggested to me that she would most likely be able to get some people together. And would I be willing to talk to them? And of course I said yes. I would love that. So I want you all to know that I am here in a spiritual context, but also if you have any questions about intimacy, I am happy to answer those too. And if you can't ask it publicly in the Facebook chat, I mean, not everyone sees that, just people in our chat room, because it's a private group, of course. But you know, if you ever have a question, you can always reach out to me. I'm okay with that. I don't mind answering questions at all. As a matter of fact, I enjoy it. And I am always willing to help wherever I'm needed. Because I know there are just so many women, especially, and I'm not negating men, but men, I think men are focused on different things sometimes, whereas women, obviously we're different types of people, and women are they're just wanting different things. That's all I can say. And I personally am speaking as a heterosexual woman. I'm not well versed in anything but that, so that's why I speak from this standpoint. Of course, everyone else's relationship is completely valid as well. I'm not negating that at all. But these are the people that are coming to me, men and women in relationship with each other. So that's where I focus. So I want to open the door to any questions about intimacy, spirituality, sexuality, sensuality. You know, I'm good with that too. I've been dancing for 16 years, and there's a lot of sensuality involved in it. And it's taught me a whole bunch. So, yeah, just wanted to invite you to be aware of that and to ask questions if you have any and if you're comfortable. And there's nothing I don't want to address really here. I mean, I might not want to get into a complete political discussion at this point, although I do have beliefs about that too, but you know, that's probably not where I want to focus. That's all. We can do that some other time when we're not on the air. But yeah, I really love that we have this forum, thanks to Mark Husson, where we can share all of this information and not get censored. I mean, I hope. I certainly wouldn't want to get canceled. That would be bad. Although I don't think I'm well enough known to have anybody really care. So I'll pretty much just say what I want. All right, I'm going over to the chat room to see if you are all still in one piece. Did I frazzle your mind at all there? I hope not. All right. Okay. Let's see. All right. Pamela. Hey, Pamela. She says, good morning, Lori. Renee, that's so pretty. Oh, my goodness. She has this gorgeous GIF, GIF of this. Yeah, the purple butterfly for that little moth who just flew by me. And it says, beautiful day. Oh my God, that's such a stunning photo. I really love that. The colors and the sparkles and everything. Chris, hey Chris. She says more people need to speak more on this. Keep going. Well, I will. I would love to. If you can share with me, if you feel called to share, what you would like to know, I'd be more than happy to answer. Just give me something to bounce off of, and I will, or reflect on, or answer for you. I would love to do that. Tell me where you want me to speak more about what specifically. That would be great. Okay. Edward. Okay, Edward says, I feel diminished a bit by this episode. I like to think that my nature is more focused on another. That's a really interesting perspective, Edward. And I want to invite you to look at it a different way. Because what I'm offering is an uplifting and a sharing and an honest an honest conversation, really, about something that affects so many people. So I would suggest that if it feels in any way diminishing for you, that there's something there that you may want to look at. Because whenever we feel any negative emotion towards something, there is an underlying emotional wound. And what I'm saying is obviously triggering that for you. So there's more to it. And it would be good to take a look at that and find out why. And I also think you may be misconstruing my words. So when you say that your nature is more focused on another, that's wonderful. However, as much as we care about other people, if we don't care about ourselves first and foremost, and fill our own cup first, we have nothing to give other people. You can give and give and give, and yes, people will accept it usually, but if you're giving from a place of scarcity or lack, you're going to end up feeling very depleted. Excuse me. You're going to end up feeling depleted, resentful, angry, upset. So I know from different conversations that we've had that this is actually all pretty accurate. So why not look at it a different way? Why not, say, I believe it's in A Course in Miracles, they say, I am willing to see this differently. And if you say, I am willing to see this differently, it gives spirit permission to come in and show you something a little different that you can perhaps use to shift your thinking a bit and shift your outlook. Because feeling diminished, I'd love to know what exactly you're feeling diminished by. I think I understand, but I'd like to hear it specifically from you, of course. But feeling diminished by what I've shared, that's something that is it's within you, and you need to take a look. Because I've shared nothing negative. It's all been really positive. So yeah, and I'm not trying to like shame you or anything. Don't think I am. But whenever anybody feels any negative emotion of any kind, especially if someone is sharing something from a place of love like I just have, there's definitely more than meets the eye, as far as internal wounding, emotional wounding. So, and I know you know this, we've talked about this, so that's why I feel really free to discuss this, and say this to you, because I'm saying it in a gentle way, and yet I know it can still be triggering. So take this, all of what I'm offering, only from a very loving place. I think you know that already. I would never, ever try to share anything here, from any other place, because the only other place to share from is fear, and I try not to go there as much as possible. I mean, I'm human. And of course, we all default to fear sometimes, but as far as what I share here on my show, yeah, I really want everybody to feel the love. I want everyone to be uplifted by what I'm saying. And it's really interesting that I've had two comments back to back, one from Chris and one from Edward, that are completely opposite comments. So I appreciate them both very much. And I'm sorry that you're feeling diminished. I would love to look at this with you, but I know that I know that you're a bit resistant sometimes. But you are young and you're learning, and I get it. So I'm not trying to be dismissive, and I'm not trying to patronize you in any way. I hope it doesn't come across like that, because I love you. You really do have to have a lot of self-love. That's the most important thing. And when you have self-love, that's when you can truly love other people, without feeling that sense of drainage and exhaustion. There are a lot of people who do a lot of things for other people, and they empty themselves, completely empty, and then there's nothing left for them. It's not the best way to handle things, because it's basically going to eventually catch up with you and make you ill. So I highly suggest that if that's the case, do something to shift that energy. Oh, that poor little moth is trying so hard to get outside. You want to shift that energy before it catches up with you, because I would hate to see that happen. And I think it has, in some ways, already started to do that. So I would watch for that if I were you. Come talk to me more. We will figure this out together. Okay. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. I hope that helps you, Edward. I'm actually very concerned about you right now, because I know how you get. Okay. All right. Okay. So Edward says, "I am not the most godly person, but I still do find depth even where most do not. And even as a man, I hope that I am not viewed as unable to have the same loving connection or ability to understand." Oh, no, absolutely not. No, that is not what I was trying to convey. No, like I mean, I think I even said men and women. Straight, gay, attached, unattached. We all have the need for love, the desire for love, the ability to go inward and find the depth within ourselves, to find that love energy, the God consciousness, who we really are, and to live life from that place. Most of the time, or at least some of the time, take baby steps. And if you're not the most godly person, you know, it really is more of a demonstrated behavior than anything else. And if I were to go by your behavior, Edward, and by how you treat people, I would say you are one of the most godly people I have ever met. You are very loving, very kind, and I think that you're actually really hard on yourself. And I get it. I get it. I do, because I know some of the experiences you've been through, and they've not been the easiest. And when life has those lessons for us, we kind of have to learn them and hopefully take them in stride and, look for the opportunity and the gift in them, which isn't always easy, and then do our best to move through them and spin that gold out of straw, right? Make lemonade out of lemons, however you want to put it. But make our lives an example of how we can move from fear to love. So you're doing that. You're doing it. I definitely see you doing it. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, and I know this to be true because you are a very lovely person. And the way you treat people, I wish more people would be as kind as you, because you are probably one of the kindest people I think I've ever met. And yet you are hard on yourself, and I get it. That's okay. You know, this is a journey. We are not going to know everything in one fell swoop. We're just not. It's taken me all these years to get to where I am, and I still don't know everything. I'm still learning a hell of a lot every day from my studies, from other people, from just everywhere, you know, everywhere. Spirit messages, just everything. So yeah, I love your comments. Thank you so much, Edward. I really appreciate you. I appreciate everyone for being here so much. You all add so much to this show, and it's I have a lot of gratitude for all of you. I just want you all to know that. But yeah, no, as far as what you said about men and women, no, men and women definitely definitely can have loving connection. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't appeal to each other. At least in my experience. So yeah, it's so interesting. There's so many dimensions to it. Okay, let me refresh. I know I asked you guys to comment. Let's see if you did. Excuse me. Oh, Edward says, I would not want you to worry yourself with concern for me. I will live. Thank you for your kind words. You are more than welcome. But no, I care. I'm concerned because I care. And I want everyone to be okay, especially people that I know personally and care about, you know? So, since none of you have questions, I'm gonna read a little blurb from one of my favorite little books called Opening Doors Within. 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland by Eileen Caddy. This is a book that was channeled to Eileen Caddy from God, from spirit, whatever word you want to use. And since today is the 22nd of July, we will go to that page. It has a meditation for every day of the year. So, July 22nd says, all that I have is yours. Think of the wonder of those words, and then let your consciousness expand so that you can accept them and know the true meaning of them. See them become reality in your life, and never again accept any limitations, for all my promises will come about. They are not vain promises. Simply hold on in faith And never at any time let your faith waver. Everything comes to those souls who wait upon me and put their whole faith and trust in me. Behold, wonder upon wonder unfold before you. Recognize the wonder in the little things in life, as well as the big ones. Open your eyes so that you miss nothing. Open your heart and keep the love flowing. Love attracts love. Every soul longs to be loved, so why not give love? And as you give, so shall you receive. But learn to give freely without any strings attached and enjoy life to the fullest. Wow, that has a lot of meaning for me personally, and I'm sure for a lot of you as well. I mean, what you focus on increases. If you're giving out love from a place of love and not from a place of fear, there's a difference in the intention. There's a difference in the energy. If you're giving just because it feels good to give, you're not giving to get. Giving to get is another thing entirely. That would be the energy of fear. Not everything has to be reciprocal. You know, many things are better when they are, but not everything has to be. I mean, when you give someone something just because you know it's going to make them happy, you don't expect to get anything in return. You just enjoy the feeling of having made someone happy. I know I do. I'm sure all of you do. So I love this meditation. I really do. This book is amazing. And all when he's when he when God says, "All that I have is yours," well, we're all children of God, so yeah, that kind of makes sense, right? That's why we have to remember who we really are. And I know a lot of us forget. And when you remember that and you take yourself into a situation, especially one that's intimate, with another human, I mean, isn't that going to make everything so much better? I think it will. I know it will. Seen it happen. There's just a way to know that you, as spirit, are in this human body, and when you are connecting with another spirit in a human body intimately, if you just let that energy come through and you really just feel it and you feel into your energy, you start to feel the other person's energy because you're both connected anyway. So how could you not, right? If you allow it, that's the key. You just have to allow it. And to allow it, you get present. You focus on what's right here, outside of you, in front of you. And I don't mean that you shouldn't focus on your inner self, but when I'm engaging with another person, I'm not thinking about, you know, what I'm going to be doing later in the day, what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm thinking about this person right here in front of me. Let me pay attention to them. Let me feel them. Let me connect with them in any situation, intimate or not. You know, I could just be talking to someone in a line at the grocery store. And if we're having a conversation, you know, I'm going to focus on them because why wouldn't I? This is another lovely human who I'm having a moment with. And these moments, these little moments all get put together, you know, they add up. And each little moment is something so lovely sometimes. You know, you get a lot of those, and then you realize, wow, this is a really beautiful life I'm having. So, all right, I'm gonna go back to the chat. But I love that. I really love that. This is a really, really lovely piece. Yeah, it's a matter of letting your energy and your consciousness expand so you can truly feel into the other person. And when we realize that we're all mirrors of each other anyway, we are, I am just another you. You are me. I am you. We are one. All is well, When you realize that other people are just mirrors of you and your consciousness, I mean, you really start to look at things a little bit differently. I have looked back at, perceived mistakes that I've made in life and very definite mistakes I've made, but they were learning experiences, right? Certain things that I might regret. And I look back and I'm like, okay, so what is this showing me? This other person behaving this way toward me, what piece of me am I denying? What part of my shadow am I not seeing in this? So somebody's treating me poorly. Where I have to ask myself, where am I treating myself poorly? If this is being shown to me right in front of my face, it's always a reflection, always. You're not going to see anything in the world that's not inside you in some way, shape, or form. That's not to say if you see a murder, you're going to go kill someone. Not at all. It's an energy of, okay, if I'm seeing this really negative thing happening outside of me, where is the piece of that that I am perpetrating upon myself? And how can I love myself more and stop doing that, stop victimizing myself? How can I know who I really am as this God being, this God energy, and know that only love is real, everything else is an illusion. So I know I'm talking very esoterically right now, and I hope this makes sense to everybody. Let me go back to the chat. We have a few minutes. Let me pull Joni's card. Me pull a really quick card for you, Joni. Let me do a spread. There we go. Okay. In the spread, one card stood out. And I can find the book for it. It says, set your intentions. And I don't know. Oh, here it is. Set your intentions, Joni. Try to find the page. Okay, set your intentions. You are living in a world of creation. Within your mind, you are able to manifest any situation that you want to experience, as long as you clearly know what you desire. Then you must purposely set your intention. By setting your intention, you are sending a conscious thought out to the universe that you want something specific to occur. The universe will give you exactly what your soul sends out, so the clarity and purity of your intention is essential. You then need to act as if your intention has manifested. The key to manifestation rests in your ability to hold the focus of your intention and not waver, because otherwise you will confuse the universal ordering. When you meditate and commune with your guides, you will often receive a vision of a life event that you all agree would be worth experiencing. The spirit world will work on their end, but it is incumbent upon you to set the intention and then be open and receptive. Like real seeds, intentions cannot grow if you hold on to them. When you achieve clarity and are ready to let go, release them into the universe so that they can find fertile ground to grow. The more you use passion and emotional energy to put forth your desire, the more energy you are allowing the universe to use for the manifestation. The next step after releasing them is to let them go without any sense of attachment. Just remain centered in a restful awareness of receiving back to you what is for your highest growth. And with that, I would also say, remember who you really are. Like I just said, you are the God energy, and you can have and do and be what it is that you desire in some way, shape, or form that is appropriate and that can be manifested. So that's a really great card. I hope you enjoyed that, Joni. I know I did. And I hope that's helpful. Okay, guys, I have to go. Guys and gals, I have loved being here with you, and I will be here again next week, same time, same channel. I hope that you will all join me then too. As for me right now, I've got to let Jamie Dawn and Serena come through in the next two shows. So I will say goodbye, and I love you all so much. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to and respond to the world. Bye, babies.